this next practice. We're going to use the same tool that we just have been developing, concentration. We're going to let it get a little bit broader now. So we've been focusing very specifically down on the breath, and when something else has arisen, we've just come back to the breath repeatedly. And what we're going to do this time is still use the breath as a base, as a place to stand, a place of refuge, but we're going to now broaden it and allow in other phenomena, physical sensations in the body, sounds, if you should desire at some point during the practice to open your eyes and acknowledge seeing a smell or a taste as it arises. And this practice is about, in part, recognizing that concentration doesn't have to be one point in a singular focus. It can be a broad concentration as well. The point is to orient yourself, orient your awareness toward a tolerance of anything that might come up in its purview. So beginning again, in a stable posture to the extent that you can, remembering that it's always acceptable to move during the practice, just do the best you can to first pay attention to what it is that's asking you to move in the body. And then when you do it, just be paying attention to how you're doing it. So focusing again on the breath, taking comfort in the fact that when the awareness is connected with the breath, the awareness is in the present moment. Taking a few breaths again, paying attention to the details of the breathing in and the breathing out. The shape and the temperature of it. Whether you notice that it's short or long, deep or shallow. This is not about preference, it's about training the mind to know that there's somewhere to rest. Training the mind to focus on a single object. Now coming to a place where we're not focusing on the breath anymore. The breath is where we're coming from. It's where we're focusing from now. The awareness and the breath are of the same nature, and now we're going to open our awareness to the rest of the body. For the purpose of this practice, pain is as good as pleasure. Itches are as good as a caress, or the feeling of a cool night's air. These are all objects for you to train concentration. So if there's a pain in the shoulders or in the mid-spine, you can venture out and pay attention to it. Go explore it. if there is tension in your stomach or fluttering in your chest, you don't need to abandon it. You can go and explore it. You don't need to interpret it necessarily or need it to mean anything at all. Just go and pay attention to it. Find out if it's dense or if it's vibratory or if it's hot. Spend the next couple of minutes just exploring the body and knowing that the breath infuses the entire body. So it's always there with the awareness. Seeing if it's possible to come face to face with pain and meet it with a sense of acceptance and curiosity. Of course, this practice isn't about damaging the body, and so if you get the sense that the pain is actually harmful, then of course keep yourself safe. But being able to discern between the kind of discomfort that's telling us we're in danger and the kind of discomfort that's saying, you could be more comfortable, is a very useful tool if we are ever to free ourselves from craving and aversion. So greeting the pains in the knee, the soreness in the back, greeting them as objects of concentration. Thanking them for their support as you practice. Opening up from the body as we stood in the breath, now we stand in the body. And we acknowledge both sensations and also sense stimulation. We just heard the sound arising and passing away from outside in the sky. Our minds may have told us a story about it, created an image, a shape. In a moment, I'll ring the bell not to signify the end of the period, but to give us an opportunity to watch a sound arise, last for some time, and pass away. As every single thing that you have offered your attention to during this period, whether the breath or the sensations on the bottom of the feet while walking, or the sensations in the body, all conditioned phenomena arise and pass away. And so see now if you can trace the beginning all the way through to the end of the sound of the bell. Again, sounds arise and they pass away. A ticking clock. Vibration from the airplane outside. The touch of the feet and the knees on the cushion. Soreness in the back. The inhale and exhale. What would it be like if we didn't have to obey every phenomenon that arose, but could observe it long enough to choose what our response will be? We'll spend the next few minutes in silence, just remaining open to whatever arises.